Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jerry, how are you? Thanks for joining me.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing okay. Tonight's game. Well, before we get to tonight's game, we got to talk about how Gonzaga got here. And you know, obviously trying to have the first undefeated season since the 70s through and win the championship. It almost, you know, they've dominated. They've won every game by double, almost every game by double digits, but it almost got away. How about that ending to the national semifinal that allowed Gonzaga to move on?
Yeah, that was, that was just a great game all the way through. It was, yeah. Other than about 30 seconds when Gonzaga led by 7 in the second half, it was a two-possession game, or never more than a two-possession game. So it was just back and forth, edge of your seat stuff. And, you know, Juzang gets his own rebound and ties it with 3.5 seconds to go. And then Suggs gets a couple of steps across half court and takes a jump shot. I mean, that wasn't throw it at the basket and hope something good happens. That was a legit jumper, that, you know, he's something he clearly had practiced before, and he got it to go in, and you could tell that he thought it felt good leaving his hand. But what a remarkable finish to that game. I felt bad for UCLA. Like, that's a – I don't know if there's any good way to lose, but that's a terrible way to lose. You know, when you just think you've tied it up and sent it to another overtime. But that's one of the best college basketball games I've ever seen, and I've seen quite a few.
You know, when you look at – before we move on from that game, UCLA lost 10 games this year. And nobody thought much of them coming into this tournament. They had to play, you know, the play-in game. How did they do this? Were they underrated? Did they underachieve early? Like, how did they go this far and almost beat Gonzaga?
Well, they got hot at the right time. I mean, that's part of it.
Yeah.
But they ratcheted up their intensity. Juzang and Jockett in particular played very well during this tournament. They elevated their game. This is a team that lost 4 in a row coming into the tournament and could legitimately have been left out. Now, they weren't. You know, they got another shot, and then they're down 14 to Michigan State in the play-in game, and they come back and they win that one in overtime, and they won another overtime game. They played 3 overtime games in this tournament. Yeah. They just would not go away, and it was just, you know, their fight. They fought hard. They played hard, and I don't say they played harder than their opponents, because that wasn't always the case, I don't think. But they made it difficult on their opponents to do the things that they like to do, with really the exception of Gonzaga. I mean, Gonzaga was still able to do what Gonzaga likes to do, but what UCLA did was shoot with them, which nobody thought they could do. You know, but that's a team that, you know, shot 45-46% on the season, shot 57%, I think, in that game. And that's what they were going to have to do to give themselves a chance to win. Just played at what former Purdue coach Gene Katie used to call the magic level. And that's right. What they did. And it just wasn't quite enough against a team as good as Gonzaga.
We're talking with Jerry Palm, CBS Sports. Jerry, is it fair to say that, even though maybe tested is the wrong word, because obviously they beat Houston handily, but is it fair to say they've had the much tougher opponent schedule, Baylor, then Gonzaga in this tournament?
Well, I don't know. They're both one seeds, so it's not like, I mean, one seeds get an easier route generally anyway.
But just who they ended up playing, since Gonzaga ended up playing more lower seeds later in the tourney.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Those were pretty good teams. I, it's, I think other than the, you know, the fact that they played a 2 in the Final Four and Gonzaga played an 11, you know, but I think once you get past the first weekend, everybody's the same at that point. The seeds don't matter so much anymore.
You know, these teams, Baylor and Gonzaga, were supposed to play each other a month ago, and
four months ago to the day, December 5th.
4 months ago. What the hell am I talking about? A month ago. How big? What's the biggest difference between what that matchup might have been then and now, beyond the magnitude of the game, in terms of how the teams are now versus kind of what they were at the time, if at all?
Well, the biggest difference is that Baylor went through a 3-week COVID pause in February that I think threw them off a little bit. Now, I don't know that they're off now. They look like they're back to what they were. So I don't know that it's really going to be that much different. I mean, the teams are, you know, I guess, three months more or 4 months more experienced in playing with each other. But I don't know that that is going to be a big difference, because these are veteran teams for the most part anyway, and know how to play together. So I don't know that there's really that big of a difference, as there might be perhaps with some other teams in this situation.
We're talking with Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. Jerry, let's talk about the matchup specifically. What you know, Baylor has obviously been the second best team in college basketball for most of the year. You talked about the time off they had due to COVID, and you know, took them some time to get back to where they were. They're a slight underdog in the game at 4.5. What's it going to take for them to pull up the slight upset over Gonzaga tonight?
Yeah, I think Baylor winning, it really doesn't qualify as an upset. I don't care what the spread says.
All right.
But I think that the key matchups are going to be the guards. I think, you know, Timmy is going to probably be able to do reasonably well against Baylor's bigs. If he can get the ball, and he's been the best player in this tournament, Drew Timmy has, if it hasn't been Davion Mitchell for Baylor. But I think it's Mitchell and Butler for Baylor against Kispert and Suggs for Gonzaga. That, to me, is going to be the two key matchups of this game, both sides of the floor. If Mitchell, who's, I think, the defensive player of the year in the Big 12, if not nationally, and Butler can slow those two guys down and put more pressure on Timmy and some of the other guys, because one of the things about Gonzaga, you know, they're the best offensive team in the country, and the reason for that is everybody they put on the floor can score, and can score big if that's what's required. And you saw it from Ayayi in the UCLA game, 17, I think, first half points, because they needed that from him, because Suggs and Kispert weren't playing. So I think that for Baylor to win this game, they've got to try and take and make life very difficult for Kispert and Suggs, and if they can do that, then I think they've got a really good chance, because it puts more pressure on the other guys to score.
Who you got winning? Who ultimately pulls it out?
Well, I like Gonzaga. It's just so hard to go against a team that is just looks so much like a machine as that team does. I think the team all year that had the best chance to beat them is the one they're going to play. But I can't pick against Gonzaga.
By the way, on a non-tournament related note, do you think a big program will give Rick Pitino another chance? I wouldn't.
Not this year, and I would say not anytime soon. And it's not just the NCAA problems. I mean, he's in his 70s.
Yeah,
you know,
that's true.
If you're hiring Rick Pitino, this is not a long-term plan. You're not building a program with Rick Pitino at this point in his career.
It's a good point. Jerry, appreciate the time. Enjoy the game. Thanks for joining me.
All right, thanks.
All right, Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. He's got Gonzaga winning tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.